Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. In other words, listen up. He's about to say something very important. Psalmist is. Both low and high, rich and poor, together. Doesn't matter who you are, listen. He's about to say something very important. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth ever. What's the psalmist saying? Psalmist is saying that a man that has wealth, do you see that man? Somebody who's boasting in their riches, they can by no means redeem his brother. All the money in the world cannot save a soul, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious. It is so costly. The value of one soul. There's no amount of money that can redeem a soul. Verse 9, that he should still live forever, not see corruption, for he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. I'll tell my kids. People spend so much energy and effort in this world, so much of their life is spent to accumulate wealth. And they can't take one penny of it with them the moment they die. Whether you're a rich man, poor man, a great man, or a low person, you all die. We all die. It's appointed unto man who wants to die. It's a great equalizer. All of your wealth, not one penny can you bring with you. And yet you give so much of your life to it. It seems so vain and foolish. Verse 11, their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. There's something in the heart of man that wants to live forever, live on their influence. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. He will die. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Don't let that bother you. Don't be wowed by the greatness of somebody's wealth, the psalmist is saying. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. You remember that. His glory shall not descend after him. I was telling my kids, think of the greatest human being that you can think of. The most impressive, the most wonderful human being that you can think of. You know, some president or some great person, even some preacher. You know, when they die, their glory fades away almost immediately. When he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. The glory that man has is so temporary. His glory shall not descend after him. Though While he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Psalmist saying, doesn't matter how wonderful or how honorable or how great a man is, if they don't get this basic point, they're just like the beasts of the field that die. But we understand that this life is vain and that we cannot carry anything with us. And yet, even the best of us Christians, we can sometimes live our lives like the world, where we give ourselves and our energies to the things that will not last. We can't take one penny with us to heaven. But, you know, we can bring other souls with us. We're not their savior, but God uses us to introduce them often to the Lord. And so there is a real sense where we can bring others with us, those that we love. And so we should be laboring not for the meat that perishes, but seeking first the kingdom of God and laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Moth or rust doth not corrupt. Thieves don't break through and steal. So let's pray that the Lord will prosper our endeavors and our attempts to spread the gospel and to win others for Christ. He that wins souls is wise. And that the Lord will teach us to engage in this war that we're in with spiritual weapons, primarily prayer and the Word. And the Lord will really teach us to pray.